In our spiritual life on this earth, Supreme Master Qinghai teaches us the highest method, the Kuan Yin method, which will enable our souls to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. And in our daily life, Supreme Master Qinghai reminds us to live a meaningful saint's life in purity and compassion. She shares with us the art of cooking vegetarian cuisine so that we may bring a warm and loving atmosphere to our families and friends. Vegetarian cuisine is not only nutritious, but also helps our consciousness to be in harmony with nature and filled with love for all beings in the universe. Supreme Master Qinghai encourages and promotes vegetarianism as the noble way of living. She personally designed the Alternative Living Flyer and launched a global campaign to share this peaceful and loving message to the world.
To truly lead a life of love thy neighbor, the neighbors including our animal friends, especially they harm us in no way. They only beautify our life and they are loving and they make our life more lively, colorful and interesting. We should preserve them, watch them, love them, enjoy their presence. God has made it clear. He said, I made all the animals to befriend you and help you.
Through her teachings, millions of people have become vegetarians or are changing their ways of thinking in regards to the sentient nature of our animal friends. With heartfelt gratitude, we sincerely thank Supreme Master Qinghai for setting aside her precious time to share with us these wonderful vegetarian dishes and easy cooking tips. We invite you to join us on Between Master and Disciples for a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Qinghai, featuring bread and vegan butter pudding.
You know, sometimes we have a lot of bread left over, you know, either French bread, French baguette, or just a normal sliced bread, which is, you know, you don't want anymore because it's old and it's hard. You don't have to throw away. You can make it into a bread and butter pudding. Okay, I'm going to show you how. So we here I have one and a half of French baguette left. You know it's old. I'm gonna cut it into small slices and you make a pudding out of it. Okay? You can have one and a half like this or two of it, or two a little smaller, or one small, one big, it depends. It's about this size. It's good for a tin like this. I'm going to put it in this tin and put it in the oven. For that, we also need 150 gram flour, a bowl of raisin and sultana mix, or just raisins. It's fine. And 150 gram sugar, brown fine sugar. And maybe it's 1 tablespoon of vanilla. Essence. 3 vanilla soya yogurt, or any plain yogurt, any yogurt. 1 liter of soya milk and some butter to butter the bread. And we're going to cut the bread into small slices. You can either cut the bread, you know, this size, you know, long size, and butter it quick. Or you can cut it into small slices like this and butter one piece at a time. I think to make it look good, you can slice it small like this and put it on the top layer. And the layer underneath, you can cut it slice long, alongside of the bread. Like this, you butter quicker. We can cut it alongside like this also. Hey, I'm making a cake, guy. Huh? You gotta eat enough already, huh? After I bake the cake, you can eat. Okay, just one piece, small and quick. Okay? No more, huh? Yeah. Voila. There you are. Kind of dog. Love French bread. Okay, we can cut like this and butter it. Or we can cut like that and butter it. I'll show you later on. Okay. Now, cut this. We'll save some of it to put on top to make it look nice. Some people, I just cut it at random, you know, random, any kind of shape, and just throw it in. Yeah. Okay, now we have to butter the tin. Yeah. Butter it all over. Grease it with butter. So that the of course, so the cake doesn't stick to the bottom. This is a non-sticking tin, but nevertheless, you know, we want to make sure. Because sometimes if the tin is has been cooked for a long time, it might lose the ability of non-stickiness, yeah? So we butter alongside the wall as well, because the pudding is going to be high as the wall of the tin. So we butter everywhere and make it ready. And after that, we butter the bread. Up there. It's easier and quicker this way. See? Otherwise, for this, you have to butter like one piece like this at a time. This is for the top to make it look nice. Otherwise, you just chop them at random, any kind of shape. You butter it first and then chop it at random and throw it inside in the tin. It will be also baked and it will also taste nice, just the same. Okay, no butter. And just put them in the tin. Cut them. It's a thin slice. Okay, after we cut like that, you can put in the tin like this. See that? Just put them in. Lay them in the bottom of the tin. Actually, it looks also nice like this. You don't have to cut into small slices like this. Like this is quicker to butter and quicker to cut. Just faster. Save work. We're gonna mix the milk and the flour and the sugar together. Or maybe you just want to sprinkle sugar on top, it's fine. I just mix the sugar in together. about 150 grams of sugar. We mix it in here together with the flour. And the milk. 1 liter of milk, put in together then. Soya milk, yeah? When I say milk, you must know it's soya milk. It's animal-free product that we're using. Then mix it a little bit. Simple mix. And you also put in the yogurt. This yogurt is a little sweetened already. You have plain yogurt. Or you want it sweeter or less sweet, then you have to taste this before, okay? Make sure that it's the right sweetness that you want. Add more sugar or milk accordingly. If some sugar and milk left over, because too much, you can always use it for some other thing later on. Mix them up together. Just mix them. Very quick and simple. Because we're going to pour over the bread. So just mix them. Oh, within 1 minute, it's okay enough. You know, it doesn't have to be perfectly dissolved. It will be with the time. Okay, now? You can add a little vanilla, like 1 spoon. Okay, the first layer we already put the liquid on top to soak it, you know, just almost like at the level of the bread, yeah, and leave it there. And meanwhile, we turn on the oven to 250, and both level, upper level and lower level, so that the baking tray will be right in the middle of the oven. And in the beginning, we leave it 250. And we leave the oven on for 10 minutes to heat it up. Meanwhile, we put the other layer on top. It's better that you put them crossing each other. Like the other layer, you put it this way, and this layer, you put it that way. It's easier to absorb the liquid and everything else together. But I don't think it's that important. You do whatever, just throw the bread in and throw the mixture on top of it and put it in the oven. That's all you do. Very simple, okay? Okay, there are some little, you know, gap in between the slices, so you can break them small bread and fill them up, okay? Some people, they just cut it run down like this and, you know, layer the tray with it. It will be also the same. Tastes also as good. It depends on how simple you want it to be. Or you can lay it like this. It looks more, you know, orderly. Okay? Okay. This is second layer. I'm going to sprinkle the dry fruit on it. Handful. You can put as much as you want, huh? There's no rules. Just about this would be fine, yeah? Okay, or you can put more, of course. And then we also stir the liquid. You know, the mixture with milk and sugar and the flour and yogurt, we stir it up and then we shower on top of it again. Yeah, so that the bread becomes softer a little bit before baking, huh? Yeah. And soak in the liquid so that it tastes good. in milk mixture. Yeah, make sure all of them have enough drink. Yeah, otherwise they'll be thirsty in the oven, no? Nobody will give them drink in there in the oven. Okay, so we already saturate the second layer also with the milk mixture. Now we put on the third layer, hey? Yeah. Well, this is 100% vegan butter. Everything here is vegan. If I forgot to tell you, you must know this is non-animal product, animal-free product. Not even one trace, a little trace of it. See, because we have a lot of bread, only 1.5 baguette, but it seems a lot. So I put one more layer on top. Eh? It's the third layer. I'm going to sprinkle this raisin on top again. Yeah, just sprinkle it. It doesn't matter how it looks. Just a little bit on top here and there like that. Yeah. Okay. And we put the remaining of the liquid, the mixture of milk and flour on top of this. Yeah. Okay. I put it high like that so you can have a quick look. Okay, now put it on top. Yeah. You can see it. So it looks like that. On top. Soak it on. Saturate it on. Okay. Make sure each one has enough drink. And this liquid will almost cover the bread. If your bread is much more than you expected, you can put more milk, okay? If you feel that it's not cover enough of the bread, it has to be almost at the level of the bread layer, okay? Cover, you know, up to the layer of the bread. Okay, so it will look like this. You know, when we finish laying the three layers. Okay, now I'm going to put it in the oven. The oven is on 250 Celsius. When you put it in, you be careful, it's hot. Okay, now in the beginning we leave the oven 250 Celsius until the liquid portion of pudding is bubbling a little. Don't let it overboil. Bubbling, boiling, and then you turn it to 170 or 150 and leave it on for another 40 minutes, okay? So right now I set it on like 45 minutes, and you have to watch it after 45 minutes. If you see all the liquid like become dry already and become like pudding texture, huh? And the golden, the top is golden brown, then you can turn the oven off, because after the oven is off, it's still warm, so you can leave it another couple of minutes, and then you can bring it out and serve with cream, you know, with soya whipped cream or alone as is, or you can sprinkle some cinnamon on top and you enjoy. Yeah? Okay, now I'm watching it. Try to avoid to keep opening the oven. If your oven has the glass door, you can always see it without opening it. Right now we wait for 40 minutes and we check again. You see the pudding, I see that it's bubbling a little inside already. We will leave it like that for around 10 minutes and then we have to turn it low to 150 Celsius and leave it for another further 20 minutes or 30 minutes, it depends on your oven. You have to keep watch on it. If it's the first time you bake anything, you have to keep watching, okay? So that it's not overcooked. If you see the food, the cake is cooking too fast, you have to turn it low, the heater low, even lower than 150. And if it's not hot enough, Sometimes winter is less, or summer is heated quicker, so you have to adjust accordingly, especially when you do it the first time. Yeah? One more thing. Suppose you feel that your oven is too hot, yeah, heating too quickly, then you could just open the door of your oven, yeah, for a few seconds or more to cool it down a bit, then close it again and see to the heat accordingly, okay? So when you bake in with a new oven or new recipes, the best is always watch it. All right. Do not rely on your clock or your feeling or trusting that it's going to be okay. It's better you watch it all the time. Yeah? Beginning and later, you know, the next time you know exactly how long, and it won't be wrong. Okay? Okay, I'm going to take this out now. It looks good. Be very careful. Okay, get up because it's hot. Okay, put on top of here. Wow, it looks good. Wow, it looks good to me. Okay, have a good look. This is how it looks after you baked it, and it's golden brown like this, and all the liquid has been turned into a consistency of a pudding. Okay, that's nice, like soft but not liquid, then it's good. And you let it cool off just a few, maybe a minute, to let it cool off. And then, after that, you use a knife to, gently separate the edge. It will peel off, you know, it peel off, it's just like, very easily peel off. It doesn't stick at all. Yeah. Just like that. It just not stick. Alright. Very good. Then all you do is just divide it into smaller portion and serve it to your loved ones and your friends. Cut it into one piece like this, and you have this soyatu from soya, okay? This is soya cream, you can put on top. Okay, so this is a final product. This is a bread and butter pudding. It's very nice when it's raining outside, yeah. And you just watch some nice program on Supreme Master Television with your loved ones and offer them some surprise when they don't expect any cakes. Yeah, especially when you don't have any other ingredients to make cakes in the house. And you have a lot of leftover bread and you can enjoy it. Very simple, quick, economical. But that's not the point. It's a very nice pudding. But I'm warning you, it's fattening, okay? Only once a while you can eat it. Ooh, this strawberry doesn't want to stay there. Yeah, it's nicer if you are there, okay? Good. You don't have to have a strawberry, okay? Just anything. Even with our whipped cream, it tastes just nice already. With some tea, coffee, yeah? All right, enjoy. Thank you.
it was a pleasure having you with us today on Between Master and Disciples for a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai. Stay tuned for Good People, Good Works coming up right after Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television. May love and blessings from God be ever present in your life.